Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game. Woo! Always a blessing to be live on the air and giving you all the scoop, the business, on what's going on in the Central Texas area football landscape each time we're blogging or live on the air. The Centex Legit Football Combine, yes, my personal football combine is fastly coming upon us. Saturday, July 18, 2015 at Central Texas Christian School in Temple, Texas at 8 a.m. Get pre-registered in order to come out and showcase your skills against other really good student-athletes. Every year we always have some student-athletes that always surprise us and end up going on to do some bigger and better things with their career as a student-athlete. We've had guys like recently accomplished world championship triple jumper Omar Craddock, who still holds the 40-yard dash record in a 4.31, which is going to be very hard to break. But, Omar, we definitely want to send a big congratulations to you on making the U.S. champion the U.S. world championship team by winning the triple jump yesterday. But anyway, we've also had guys like Nashawn Hughes, who plays at the University of Texas. We've had Jalen Harris, who's playing minor league baseball. Man, whew, we've had some really good prospects come through there and showcasing their skills. So believe me, it's heated. We always have the coaches that keep the athletes well coached and trained and pumped up even more to compete. Man, the linemen get after it. Woo! The linemen, they definitely go after it in the one-on-ones especially. But, hey, get pre-registered because we don't allow any on-site registration. So do so as soon as you can. Attention student-athletes, take advantage of your summer break. Take advantage of your summer break. And I want to encourage everyone throughout the 600-mile radius of Central Texas to continue to work hard, especially those 2016 prospects that have yet to receive their first offer. And, of course, the underclassmen that are trying to make an early name for yourselves. Take care of your business off the field and remain confident in yourself and your abilities. I have no doubt that your time will come. Also, for some of you student-athletes that have already gotten offers, I've been hearing stories through the grapevine that some of you guys are getting lazy. You know me. I don't dig laziness, okay? Laziness definitely doesn't help you move forward in life by any means. So make sure you get back on the good foot. Hitting those weights, doing those push-ups and sit-ups, running those wind sprints, all on your own time. That's where some of your better athletes are made. Remember, Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team and worked himself off to one day become the best player to ever play the game of basketball, in many people's opinion, including mine. But anyway, work with that mentality, whether you have offers or whether you don't, that you were cut from your team. Work as if you were cut from your team and try to be the guy with the insatiable appetite to always want to get better. Well, tonight we have a special guest on our show, 2017 safety prospect Jaden Jackson from Cibolo Steel. He is making a name for himself already, and we're going to help him get his name out there even more by way of our radio show, our scouting report, and our magazine. Well, you heard me mention the football combine. Well, make sure you go to our website, tascoutandscoop.com, tascoutandscoop.com. Get registered for the football combine. Also, If you're a student athlete that we have yet to evaluate, fill out the bio information under the high school prospects icon, under the high school prospects icon, so we can get you evaluated and get you listening to our scouting reports. And also, remember our magazine, our winter edition is still available, but the summer one edition is coming out very, very soon here in the near future. So keep your eyes on that. But again, make sure you check out our webpage frequently for such information. Also, immediately after this broadcast tonight, you can visit our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, to see this young man's highlights, Jaden Jackson, and also be able to hear this radio show interview in its entirety as many times as you like to listen to it and re-listen to it. But also, you'll just constantly stay on the scoop of who we're blogging about throughout this entire Central Texas area. Well, also, if you have yet to do so, follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop, under the popular hashtag Syntex Football. Syntex Football or football recruiting, and most likely you'll see any type of tweets made by yours truly. Also on Facebook, send us a friend request, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Syntex, and last word, football prospects, so we can make sure that we accept your friend request. Remember also, for all of you all out there that may be business owners in the Central Texas area, we'd like to invite you to advertise either on our radio show, our blog site, and our magazine. Just reach out to us either via social media or email, tascoutingscoop@gmail.com, tascoutingscoop@gmail.com, so that we can render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. Hey, we're in Central Texas. Let's make sure that we help make each other even bigger and better than we already are in the business landscape. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, then we'll be back with our special guest of this evening, Mr. Jaden Jackson. So stay tuned, and don't go anywhere.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, we are back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'd like to welcome you all. I'd like to welcome to you all on our show tonight, 2017 safety prospect from Cibolo Steel High School, Jaden Jackson. Jaden, how you doing this evening, young man?
I'm doing good.
All right. Jaden, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight, taking time away from your busy schedule. I understand you have a very busy summer, both on and off the field, so we're going to make sure that we go ahead and make this radio show as live as it can be and also let you get back to your daily repertoire. Now, you attend Steel High School in the Alamo City area, as I like to categorize it. This is the same school that produced the likes of Malcolm Brown, Justin Stockton, and Eric Hahn. What does it mean to you to be a Steel Knight and to be from the city of Cibolo?
It just means that we all band together, as our coaches say. They call it the center of the universe here in Cibolo. We just like to give everything 110%.
The center of the universe, man. that's a great moniker to live by. Now, you guys, of course, are known for making deep runs in the playoffs regularly. What are the goals of the Knights for this upcoming season? And is there anyone else on your team that you like to make known for college coaches, fans, and scouts like myself to be aware of?
Our goals are always the state championship and always to try to be number one in the nation. That's always been our top goals. As far as anybody else to mention, We have lots of guys. I don't want to single anybody out, but we have lots of guys that that would contribute.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. All right, man, the state championship and number one in the nation. Young man, you are the first person to ever mention that on the show, so that means for all of you all out there that are listening, especially you all that may not be here in the Central Texas area, Steele High School is a school that's always going to do big things, okay? They're in the southern part of Central Texas, right on that fine line of South Texas and Central Texas, but anyway, these guys, they play some really good football. They're well coached, and they have some studs. When you watch the movie Friday Night Lights or read the book, you normally hear about that particular team that was good and the players were very disciplined, but they didn't have very many college prospects, if a few, as far as playing at an elite level of college football. Well, Steele High School is always going to have a number of prospects that you can pick and choose from to play at the college level. So if you're out there and you like attending Friday night games, make sure you check out a Steele game. I have been to see Steele play before, and, man, I'm telling you, it's nothing short of exciting. So believe me, this what this young man is saying, they're real serious about their goals on winning state and being ranked number one in the country. Now, of course, without grades, there are no football. What is your grade point average, Jaden, and basically, personally, how important are academics to you?
I currently have a 3.2 GPA, and academics have always been important to me. My mom instilled it into me, so I always make sure I keep my grades up. Can't do nothing without it.
3.2. Folks, what that tells us is this young man, he doesn't mind studying. A lot of times I get a lot of prospects every single year that either tell me they don't know what their grade point average is, which you should know your grade point average like the back of your hand. That's what I'm encouraging all of you student-athletes out there to do. Or they've been lackadaisical in the classroom, and none of the big-time schools or your more notable schools out there can't really touch them because, hey, they don't have the grade point average to meet the NCAA requirements. So this young man, Jaden Jackson, for all of you college coaches out there that are listening, hey, he gets it. He gets it that you have to stay on top of your books, and he's already displaying some strong academic skills. So keep your eyes on this young man as he continues to move towards his goal on being a state champion and also one day playing at an elite level on the college gridiron. We're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to be back to talk some more with Mr. Jaden Jackson. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, we're back. Yes, that's right, Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon, located on Stan Street in Killeen, Texas. Ms. D and her crew constantly making sure that the people are looking suave and even more beautiful than they did prior to receiving services from them. All right, we're back with Jaden Jackson, 2017 safety prospect from Steele High School. Jaden, now we're talking about more so the individual aspect of football. What is your height, your weight, and your 40 time as far as hand time?
I'm currently 5'10", I weigh 165, and my last hand time was 4'6".
Okay, 4'6". All right, now, folks, what that means is right now, as a sophomore, he's about to be a junior, those are some pretty good measurables for the position that he plays. And we're going to talk more about that as well as some of the things that he really does pretty well on the field, just to give you all an idea on what type of prospect that we're talking with tonight. Now, what do you feel your strengths are as a safety?
I feel like I'm really good at seeing the field and helping with run support.
Okay. And what about areas you feel you need to improve on?
I feel like I can improve on being faster.
Okay. All right. Getting faster. And for anyone out there, of course, yeah, a lot of stock is put into the 40 time. But I tell you, one thing that I noticed about Jaden's film, and Jaden, I'm talking to you as well as I say this, but I love the way how you get to the ball, okay? Remember, your 40 time is only as good as your on-the-field speed, okay? I've seen guys that didn't have the fastest 40, but on the field they play so much faster. Guys like Jerry Rice, guys like Michael Irvin, guys like Rodney Harrison, you know, who was a sixth in the NFL for a number of years and most likely a future Hall of Famer. Those types of guys weren't extremely fast on the stopwatch, but, man, it was just something about them when they got to the field. So as far as you're concerned, make sure that whatever you do, that you continue to get to the ball extremely fast. Of course, playing in a disciplined style of football where you're not overrunning plays and or misjudging things, but get to the ball extremely fast, and that's the type of things that makes a college coach or a college scout like myself take note of you and make sure that we make it known, hey, this is what this guy does that's very special on the field that can't be denied. So continue to do that. And also, I like the fact that you have that old school mentality where you like to come up and hit. Nowadays, unfortunately, in modern day football, it's transitioned to the whole thing of making everybody play in space. Well, I like the fact that a safety prospect as yourself is coming up and hitting as opposed to just sitting back and waiting for passes to be thrown. But, of course, in the passing game, yes, you have to show that you can backpedal and brick on the ball well as having some ball-hawking skills. But I tell you what, if you continue to improve at your speed to the ball, again, that will make you even more notable as a prospect. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break. Then we're going to be back to talk some more with Jaden Jackson, so stay tuned.
Dave Masters Barbershop, located 810 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, that's Neil and his crew at Fade Masters Barbershop, located in Killeen on Rancier. So check them out. Make sure you can get that clean, fresh haircut. All right, and also a reminder, TA Syntex Legit Football Combine coming up Saturday, July 18th in Temple, Texas at Central Texas Christian School. If you're driving down I-35, north or south, take exit 294B, and it will take you right to the school. You can't miss it. Go on our website and register, tascoutandscoop.com, and come out with a healthy attitude and ready to compete against some of the other better student-athletes here in the Central Texas area. All right, Jaden Jackson, yes. As far as football is concerned, you guys play in a pretty tough district. You have to face some highly skilled, tough ball players. How did that experience go for you with your first year being on the varsity last year that has you looking forward to this season?
I think it was a great experience for me. It helped me learn a lot. The guys playing ahead of me, it was a great season, and I learned a lot.
Yeah. And, man, how did you convince your coaches, man, to make you a starter as a sophomore? That's very rare in big school football, to be starting as a sophomore. I mean, what did you do that was so special that made your coaches aware that you needed to be on the field for that amount of time?
I just practiced. I tried to practice how I was going to play, practice hard, then played hard in the games that I played in.
That's good, young man. That's good. You definitely have to practice hard. I know a lot of people always make fun of Allen Iverson by saying we're talking about practice. But, hey, practice is where a lot of legends are made. So continue to practice hard, young man. Now, do you play any other sports? And if so, which ones?
I do usually run track. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to this year because I hurt my hamstring, so I was recovering from that after football season and stuff.
Okay, but your hamstring is good enough to go for this upcoming football season, though, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
All right. Now we got to see you out there now for all 16 games since you guys want to win state. Okay, so for all 16 games, we want to see you out there. That's good. That's good. Now, as far as football goes, still again, it's one of your notable programs in Central Texas and the state of Texas. So I know college coaches flock through there quite a bit. But for you personally, how is recruiting going, and have you gotten any offers yet?
I haven't received any offers yet. I've talked to a few different coaches. I've talked to Arkansas State, and a lot of coaches invited me to camps this summer, like North Texas, Texas State, and a couple different colleges.
Okay. Did you get a chance to attend any camps?
I didn't get a chance to attend any camps because I ended up going out of town because I have family that I had to visit.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, you can't cross your family, so you definitely have to do what your parents say. And I definitely commend you on being obedient in that manner. Well, the thing is, Jaden, you don't necessarily have to, you know, go to a whole bunch of, you know, college camps or any college camps, you know, for that matter. The main thing is let your film sell you more than anything, okay? Let your film sell you more than anything, okay? You have to make sure that the things that your coaches are telling you to do, the things that I'm encouraging you to do on this show, those are the things that you look for. And also kind of sometimes it doesn't hurt to study guys that are either playing in the NFL or in college that you admire that play your position. So you can see, since they're at the levels that you eventually want to be at, so you can kind of see what it takes to be successful at those levels. But what schools do you like, though, that you like watching on TV or that you can, you know, possibly see yourself playing for or that you just playing like watching on Saturdays?
I like watching TCU, Baylor, Texas, Virginia Tech. I like watching a lot of colleges. But
you said Virginia Tech.
I like
man,
those.
That's like far away. Usually, everybody stick to the Texas school. So why Virginia Tech? I mean, it's a good school, but I'm asking why Virginia Tech?
I have a lot of family out in Virginia. That's actually where I was.
And I
liked that program for a while.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah, they, you know, of course, produce guys like Michael Vick and a bunch of other guys, Corey Moore, Cornell Brown and all those guys. So, yeah, I used to like watching the type of speed that they have up there in Hokie Nation as well. So, yeah, now, for the rest of this summer, I know you said that you didn't get a chance to, but are you planning on attending any other camps like during the month of July?
If I can find some that are still going on, I'm definitely going to make an attempt to go to them.
Okay. All right. But in the meantime, just continue to work hard, and believe me, it'll show this season. It'll show. And one thing, Jaden, I want to definitely make you mindful of and encourage you to your junior year, a student-athlete's junior year is usually where they usually make the big name for themselves. Okay, so don't focus on just trying to have a strong junior year. Focus on the state championship first, and believe me, if your team wins the state championship, people are going to know who you are. Okay, so because that means you're going to be playing a big role in some shape, form, or way. So just focus on that, man, and believe me, all that other stuff, it's going to eventually happen for you. All right, we're going to take one last commercial break, then we're going to come back and wrap up the show with Mr. Jaden Jackson from Cibolo Steel. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military, precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatments. Inspired Design also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East San City Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right. Once again, for all our Central Texas businesses out there, we invite you to advertise on our radio show, our magazine, and also our blog site, because, again, we're doing nothing but trying to help build each other up and make sure that Central Texas continues to be even bigger and better. So send us a message either on Facebook, Twitter, or an email, tascoutingscoop@gmail.com. All right, Jaden Jackson, Cibolo Steel High School, 2017 safety prospect. Jaden, do you have any lasting comments that you would like to share with our listeners about you and your Nike teammates?
I just want to say that all of us out here in Cibolo are working hard this summer, and you'll definitely see us down the road coming up playoff time. We're going to be ready to strap
all right,
it up.
All right. Folks, Cibolo Steel, a team that always makes deep runs and always has an insatiable appetite to win a state championship. We play ball here in Central Texas, folks. Okay, so stop running to the Miamis, the LAs, the Dallas, and the Houston so much. We play ball right here. Good football, really good football. We have a lot of underrated and overlooked prospects that you're missing out on. So come down here, watch this good football, and you'll definitely wake up Saturday morning knowing that, hey, woo, that's an experience like no other to watch good football being played underneath those Friday night lights in the central region of the Lone Star State. Well, Jaden, young man, I definitely wish you endless success in the classroom and on the football field. Continue to keep those grades up. Continue to keep your head up and make sure you always give your very, very best effort each time that you suit up or even when you're just working out. All right, young man?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks. That's Jaden Jackson from Cibolo Steel High School, 2017 safety prospect. Keep your eyes out for him. He and his teammates, they're going to do some special things this year, as they always do. Well, for myself, make sure you follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop. Send us a friend request on Facebook, TA's Centex Football Prospects, TA's Centex Football Prospects, and we'll gladly accept your friend requests. Until then, you all be safe out there, and always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is TA signing off from yet another show.